Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 27.
And you shall make an altar of acacia wood, 5 amah long and 5 amah wide. The altar is square, and its height 3 amah. And you shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns are of the same. And you shall overlay it with bronze. And you shall make its pots to receive its ashes, and its shovels, and its basins, and its forks, and its fire holders. Make all its utensils of bronze. And you shall make a grating for it, a bronze network, and shall make on the network 4 bronze rings at its 4 corners, and shall put it under the rim of the altar beneath, so that the network is halfway up the altar. And you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and shall overlay them with bronze. And the poles shall be put in the rings, and the poles shall be on the 2 sides of the altar for lifting it. Make it hollow with boards, as it was shown to you on the mountain, so they are to make it. And you shall make the courtyard of the Mishkan, for the south side screens for the courtyard, made of fine woven linen, 100 amah long for one side, and its 20 columns and their 20 sockets of bronze, the hooks of the columns and their bands of silver, and so for the north side in length, screens 100 long, with its 20 columns and their 20 sockets of bronze, and the hooks of the columns and their bands of silver. And the width of the courtyard on the west side, screens of 50 amah, with their 10 columns and their 10 sockets. And the width of the courtyard on the east side, 50 amah. And the screens on one side of the gate, 15 amah, with their 3 columns and their 3 sockets. And on the other side, screens of 15, with their 3 columns and their 3 sockets. And for the gate of the courtyard, a covering 20 amah long of blue and purple and scarlet and fine woven linen, made by a weaver, 4 columns and 4 sockets. All the columns around the courtyard have bands of silver, their hooks silver and their sockets bronze. The length of the courtyard is 100 amah, and the width 50 by 50, and the height 5 amah, woven of fine linen thread, and its sockets of bronze. All the utensils of the Mishkan for all its service, all its pegs, and all the pegs of the courtyard are bronze. And you are to command the children of Israel to bring you clear oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tent of appointment, outside the veil, which is before the witness. Aharon and his sons are to tend it from evening until morning before Yahuwah, a law forever to their generations from the children of Israel.